Hello, and welcome to Nitwit, Rantings of a Rabid Knitter, a storytelling podcast with occasional knit bits. My name is Carrie, a.k.a. Autumn Breeze, and this is episode 74, On the Road Again. First, of course, I want to give you guys some updates. Many of you have asked how Andy is doing. The last I heard, he had gotten out of the hospital. He's staying with his daughter because they live way out of town and he needs to be at the hospital every 3 days. But he is doing very well, and thank you so much for your concern about him. On the dog front, Sadie has been fairly good, except yesterday after staying inside for 4 days straight, she got out again, and so I yelled at her, I threatened her, whoop her ass, and threw her back in. This morning she was where she was supposed to be. I've been doing some reading about how Great Pyrenees will think that their territory to check is everything that they can see. And they recommend having a good fence to train them that is not true. Well, I would have thought that a 4.5-foot fence was a good fence, but obviously it's not good enough. She's supposed to stop pushing her boundaries any day now, because they say that up until 2 years old, they get a little unwieldy and think that they know everything. She should turn to sometime in the next couple of months. I know that just because she turns to doesn't mean that she'll magically quit being a pain in the ass, but I can hope, can't I? As far as the computer goes, I took the Gateway back to Costco. They gave me a little bit of grief about it, but since I was within my rights and within the 90 days that I was supposed to be, and they guarantee satisfaction, they took it back. Unfortunately, they did not give me my cash back. Instead, they gave me a card that said cash on it. That meant that I had a significant chunk of change tied up in Costco, and I just don't know how much toilet paper I can buy at a single place. I'm sure that would be more or less a lifetime supply. But I went online and I found a compact that looks like it's going to work. They even offered the Verizon wireless card with the computer with an add-on price. So I'm hoping that once I get that computer, it will easily go online and I will have no more problems. But right now I've done the fallback onto the old laptop, and I'm just glad that I didn't get rid of it as soon as I was planning on it with the new one, the old new one. You know what I mean. Now to today's story. On the road again. I just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. I bet when most of you guys hear that song, you think of Willie Nelson. Me? I think of my sister. My sister and I took many road trips through the years, and every time we got in the car, closed the door, turned on the engine, that was the first thing we'd sing. My family has traveled across country several times, but as soon as my sister and I were old enough, we were put in a car by ourselves, and we did the trip on our own, with our parents in a car in front of us or behind us or somewhere on the same road. And you have to remember, this is pre-cell phone days. We did have a CB radio, but I never could figure out how to get that thing to work. We traveled from Texas to Virginia. During that trip, I wasn't quite old enough to drive, but my sister and I were in one car. We had the cat and the dog, and my parents were in the other car with the birds and the plants, and we drove. And I learned how to be a good co-pilot. Rules to co-piloting are very simple, I think. You straw the driver's drink before you straw your own. You diaper the driver's burgers. And you set the radio to whatever the driver wants to listen to. And if there is nothing on the radio, then you sing and tell stories. And my sister and I would mostly sing. We sang old pop songs. We sang Peter, Paul, and Mary folk songs and Buffy St. Marie. But our all-time favorite stuff to sing had to be Disney songs. My personal favorites, of course, was Lady and the Tramp. Oh, I love that movie. He's a tramp, but we love him. Breaks a new heart every day. Oh, yeah. We knew all the songs by heart. And we would sing them. And not only the popular songs like that, but another one that we also adored was, "We are Siamese, if you please. We are Siamese, if you don't please." Traveling across country with my sister was always a lot of fun to do. The trips were long, and sometimes they got a little boring. The scenery wasn't very exciting. But we always kept each other company, and we always had a great time. I thought everyone traveled across country like this. So I was in a bit of a surprise when Wayne helped me drive cross country. This was early in our relationship, and I had driven cross country with other men. I had driven cross country with other people. And setting the rules usually was very easy. But with Wayne, it wasn't, because Wayne hates Disney. That kind of just, shocked me. I mean, how could anyone hate Pooh Bear and Lady and the Tramp and The Aristocrats and all the other great films that I grew up with singing all the songs? But Wayne doesn't like Disney. And he has his reasons. And some of them are very legitimate reasons. And I'm not going to try and argue with him, but okay, fine. Then I find out he doesn't like country and he doesn't like folk. And he doesn't know any of the songs that I know. And he didn't even know how to diaper a burger. He also thought, for some strange reason, that he got to determine what songs were played, even though I was the driver. That didn't go over very well. I had to tell him that I was the driver, I was in control. And he said, no, he's the one that could set the radio. He was the one that was in control. Well, that was all right to a point, as long as we agreed to listen to things like classic rock and things like that. But he also decided that he would bring his own music and play it, which was fine for when he was driving. But then he got upset with me when I fell asleep because I didn't know the music, I wasn't singing along with it, and I found it downright boring. But the big problem came with the timetable. See, in my family, we had very strict rules. We got up at 6. We got showered. We had a large, substantial breakfast, and then we hit the road. We would have snacks in the car, both salty and sweet, and plenty of drinks. We would stop every hour and a half to 2 hours for a bathroom break and a stretch. We would drive through for lunch, and then around 7 or 8 o'clock, we would start looking for a hotel. We would definitely be off the road by 9. Have a light dinner, go to bed around 10:30, and then start the whole process over again. Well, Wayne isn't a morning person, and that's quite okay. And I'm not a morning person either, so I was somewhat willing to sleep in a little bit longer and just shorten the day in driving. He also thought that stopping every hour and a half to 2 hours to go to the bathroom was ridiculous because he only pees twice a day. And I had to explain to him that women weren't built that way and things had to be different. We compromised on that basically by me whining and screaming and yelling because I really needed to pee. But the last thing he didn't get. I told him that he had to stop and start looking for a hotel fairly early on in the evening because they closed down. And he didn't believe me. He'd say, well, surely they won't get full. I'm like, no, they turn on the full sign and they go to bed. He didn't believe me. So one night, we ended up sleeping at a rest stop. That was uncomfortable. I had a bad kink in my neck. And then I felt kind of just grimy the rest of the day because I'm sure you can brush your teeth at the rest stop sink, but, you know, it's not quite the same. But the second time he drove through the night, I got sick because my tummy doesn't like having its schedule messed up. And we ended up losing an entire day of driving because I was sick. After that, he believed me that we had to stop at a decent time. He still doesn't quite get all of the co-pilot jobs and obligations that they need to fulfill, but that's all right. It was a trial, but we came through it. I learned a lot about him, and he learned a lot about me. We've still been together, and that was over 16 years ago. So with much apologies to Willie Nelson, on the road again. I just can't wait to get on the road again. Thank you for coming by and letting me tell you a story. If you have any comments about this story or any of my other stories, please come by the website, which is autumnbreezedesigns.com. You can also send me an email at Carrie, and that's C-A-R-R-Y, .autumnbreeze@gmail.com. I have a voicemail number if you'd rather say something to me than write something to me. My voicemail number is 206-666-5775. I hope you have a great week. I'll talk to you soon. Take care. Bye.